Thank you for calling the Dial a Story hotline. This is The Star Lovers by Grace James. And he caused her to be very richly attired, and they put jewels upon her and garland her head with flowers of paradise. And her father gave her for spouse the herd boy of heaven, who tended his flocks upon the banks of the bright river. Now the maiden was changed indeed. Her eyes were stars and her lips were ruby. She went dancing and singing all the day. Long hours she played with the children of heaven, and she took her pleasure with the celestial youths and maidens. Lightly she went, her feet were shod with silver. Her lover, the herd boy, held her by the hand. She laughed so that the very gods laughed with her, and high heaven re-echoed with the sounds of mirth. She was careless. Little did she think of duty or of the garments of the gods. As for her loom, she never went near it from one moon's end to another. "I have my life to live," she said. "I'll weave it into a web no more." And the herd boy, her lover, clasped her in his arms. Her face was all tears and smiles, and she hid it on his breast. So she lived her life. But her father, the deity of light, was angry.
"It is too much,"
he said.
"Is the girl mad? She will become the laughingstock of heaven. Besides, who is she to weave the new spring garments of the gods?"
3 times he warned his daughter. 3 times she laughed softly and shook her head. "Your hand opened the door, my father," she said. "But of a surety no hand either of god or of mortal can shut." He said,
"You shall find it otherwise to your cost."
And he banished the herd boy forever and ever to the farther side of the bright river. The magpies flew together from far and near, and they spread their wings for a frail bridge across the river, and the herd boy went over by the frail ridge. And immediately the magpies flew away to the ends of the earth, and the weaving maiden could not follow. She was the saddest thing in heaven. Long she stood upon the shore and held out her arms to the herd boy, who tended his oxen, desolate and in tears. Long she lay and wept upon the sand. Long she brooded, looking on the ground. She arose and went to her loom. She cast aside the cloth that covered it. She took her shuttle in her hand. "Age-long sorrow," she said. "Age-long sorrow." Presently she dropped the shuttle. "Ah," she moaned, "the pain of it." And she leaned her head against the loom. But in a little while she said, "Yet I would not be as once I was. I did not love or leap. I was neither glad nor sorry. Now I love and I weep. I am glad and I am sorry." Her tears fell like rain, but she took up the shuttle and labored diligently, weaving the garments of the gods. Sometimes the web was gray with grief. Sometimes it was rosy with dreams. The gods were fain to go strangely clad. The maiden's father, the deity of light, for once was well pleased.
"That is my good, diligent child,"
he said.
"Now you are quiet and happy."
"The quiet of dark despair," she said. "Happy? I'm the saddest thing in heaven."
"I am sorry,"
said the deity of light.
"What shall I do?"
"Give me back my lover."
"Nay, child, that I cannot do. He is banished forever and ever by decree of a deity. That cannot be broken."
"I knew it," she said.
"Yet something I can do. Listen. On the 7th day of the 7th moon, I will summon the magpies together from the ends of the earth, and they shall be a bridge over the bright river of heaven, so that the weaving maiden shall lightly cross to the waiting herd boy on farther shore."
So it was. On the 7th day of the 7th moon came the magpies from far and near, and they spread their wings for a frail bridge, and the weaving maiden went over by the frail bridge. Her eyes were like stars and her heart like a bird in her bosom, and the herd boy was there to meet her upon the farther shore. And so it is still. O true lovers, upon the 7th day of the 7th moon, these two keep their tryst. Only if the rain falls with thunder and cloud and hail, and the bright river of heaven is swollen and swift, the magpies cannot make a bridge for the weaving maiden. Alack the dreary time! Therefore, true lovers, pray the gods for fair weather. That was The Star Lovers by Grace James. For past recordings, please visit our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.